President Bush last night said the government had received warnings of a future possible terrorist attack.
Today, the Justice Department did issue a blanket alert. It was in recognition of a general threat we received. This is not the first time the Justice Department have acted like this. I hope it's the last. But given the attitude of the evildoers, it may not be.
Last night, the FBI issued a warning to local law enforcement officials. The FBI told them to remain on the highest state of alert. NPR's Barbara Bradley's with us here in the studio. Barbara, how serious is this warning?
Well, any warning should be taken seriously, of course, Alex. And this is the first time that the FBI has specified a time frame in which an attack could occur, sometime in the next few days. But I should also note that my sources say we shouldn't play this up too much. They tell me this, that an intelligence agency believed to be the CIA received information on Wednesday about possible attacks. The information couldn't be verified, but it couldn't be discounted either. The warning wasn't specific as to target, so it didn't say when the attack would occur or where or what type of attack it could be. Also, the FBI and the CIA and other intelligence agencies have been doing a lot of electronic eavesdropping of late, and they've picked up other non-specific threats. So apparently they just reached a critical mass and they decided to issue a warning.
This is not the first alert that we've heard from the FBI.
That's right. The FBI has sent out a half dozen of these alerts since September 11th. Now, the most recent was on Sunday after the bombings began. My sources say that the government is basically protecting itself. It would look really terrible if the FBI got information about a threat, didn't pass it on, and then something happened later. So they alerted law enforcement, and since they thought that would leak to the press, they decided to go ahead and make it public instead of panicking everyone.
When they say we should be at the highest state of alert, aren't we already at the highest state of alert?
Yes, we are. Now, this isn't like the military. There aren't specific states of alert. All this means is that local police and the public should take every suspicious activity seriously. Don't assume anything is a coincidence. Anything suspicious should be reported. Now, I should say there's a bit of grumbling right now about the vagueness of the warning. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Anthony Williams, commented that, you know, it's fine to get warnings, but the FBI needs to be a little bit more specific so that people know actually what to do.
Well, is there any information that you have on the kinds of threats that the government's talking about here?
All we know is that the Justice Department has asked for increased security for water supplies, trucks, nuclear facilities, power plants, crop dusters, things like that. Here in Washington, they're paying particular attention to trucks. Now, you'll recall that a couple of weeks ago, the FBI arrested 20 people who had illegally gotten licenses to drive hazardous materials. Those people were not connected to the attacks on September 11th. But D.C. police have stopped about 700 trucks in the past 10 days, and they've banned commercial traffic near the Capitol building.
Thanks very much. NPR's Barbara Bradley.